In Libya's neighbor, Egypt, Islamist groups are joining the democracy bandwagon, even those groups with violent pasts. This includes a group that carried out a notorious massacre of Western tourists in the 1990s. They're now talking tolerance and political participation.
2 months after the overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak, ultra-conservative groups known as Salafis have come out of the shadows and into the political arena. And as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo, the hardliners' embrace of democracy is alarming Egyptians.
Who are the Salafis? It's a question many Egyptians are asking these days. By religious definition, Salafism isn't violent. Salafis are simply ultra-conservative Muslims. During the Mubarak years, they were allowed to open mosques because they focused strictly on morality, and they stayed out of politics. But now more than one Salafist group has declared a run for Egypt's first open election in September.
It's a new variable that we hadn't accounted for before.
Dina Shahata with the Al Aram Center for Political and Strategic Studies says Salafism is an ideology, not a political movement.
They're quite unknown. We don't know how big they are, how many followers they have, their ability to mobilize voters.
And do you even know what they stand for or politically what they want?
They're the purists within the Islamic movement and also the most socially conservative. They're not the most tolerant of the Islamic movements.
In this working-class quarter of Cairo, worshippers spill out onto the streets in front of this Salafi mosque. After prayers, neighborhood resident Maruf al-Denti expresses the limits of his tolerance. Ask about the Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt's largest Islamist social movement, and Denti says too moderate for him.
Muslim Brotherhood has some mistakes.
They have mistakes?
Everybody has mistakes.
What are their mistakes?
Like shave their beard to get at their goals.
As for the popular uprising that unseated Egypt's president, Denti didn't take part in any demonstrations.
No, I never.
What did you do during the days of the revolution? Did you just stay home?
Just make prayer.
Others have taken the strict Salafist code much further, and that's raised alarm, says analyst Michael Hanna.
I think definitely there have been several incidents that have shocked people. Incidents of violence, attacks against Christians.
The most shocking incident, severing the ear of a man accused of renting an apartment to a prostitute. Salafists have also destroyed shops that sell beer and torched religious shrines they consider sacrilegious in the breakdown of law and order after Mubarak stepped down.
Behavior like that, the rule of law has to be imposed.
Hisham Qasim, a publisher and longtime member of Egypt's secular opposition, says the Salafis are too extreme to have broad appeal.
People are really beginning to get annoyed with those group of people who think they can go out there on the street and impose their own law.
On Tawheed Street in Cairo, Salafi Imam Mahmoud El Gamal's mosque shares this quiet neighborhood with a Coptic Christian church and a private school. He says the violent incidents are overblown by the media and caused by angry young extremists, not part of any Salafist group. Yes, he says, Salafis are organizing political parties, working at the grassroots across the country for the parliamentary elections in September. Then, for the first time, ultra-conservative Salafists will have to convince Egyptians to vote on their role in the country's future. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.